The presidential candidates differ sharply on a number of issues, but their differences are especially true when it comes to their stances on the environment. How would these differences affect Pennsylvania? For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier went to find out.
President Donald Trump spent 4 years dismantling over 100 federal environmental rules and policies. So what would a second term for President Trump mean for the environment?
Where do I begin?
Robert Ruth is an attorney with the Clean Air Council, an environmental group based in Philadelphia. The Trump administration has rolled back climate rules set by the Obama administration to curb emissions from power plants, cars, and the oil and gas industry. These have come even as scientists say we need to move quickly to lower emissions or risk the worst effects of climate change.
Another 4 years of the Trump administration and the Trump EPA, I think, would be catastrophic.
The Trump administration has resisted even admitting that climate change poses a problem and has articulated few plans to deal with it. Biden, meanwhile, is calling for a $2 trillion climate plan that would make the economy carbon neutral by 2050. He's calling on Congress to pass some type of climate legislation if he's elected. That could be bad news for the state's coal industry, since coal has the biggest CO2 footprint of any fossil fuel. Rachel Gleason is with the Pennsylvania Coal Alliance. She says a big climate bill is likely if Biden wins.
I would completely think that that would probably happen. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the Biden-Harris ticket does not have an appetite for the coal industry, and that's a problem.
When he ran in 2016, Trump promised to bring back the coal industry. That didn't happen. Natural gas and renewables continued to eat away at its market share. But Gleason says that by rolling back regulations on coal, Trump has kept the industry from an even steeper decline.
I don't know that we can necessarily argue that there's been an uptick in production and industry, but it's definitely steadied itself until the pandemic hit.
Other industries say they've benefited from Trump's environmental rollbacks, including his changes to the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. The law requires environmental reviews for federally permitted projects. Kevin Sunday is with the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry.
From ag to forestry to manufacturing to energy and transportation, basically all the major commodity and industrial segments are going to be at some point touched by NEPA.
Business groups say these reviews take too long and Trump shortened them. Biden could revoke these changes to NEPA, and he could also reverse Trump's rollbacks of Obama-era regulations targeting the oil and gas industry's release of methane, a potent greenhouse gas. Pennsylvania has state rules that limit methane leaks on wells built after 2018. But Ruth of the Clean Air Council says the Trump administration's moves also put the kibosh on cutting emissions for thousands of wells built before that.
Which are by far the greatest source of emissions of methane right now.
Even without regulations, a potential Biden administration could start to impact the state's natural gas industry, says Artem Abramov, an analyst with the consulting firm Rystad Energy. But Abramov said there would be no sudden effect.
I would not expect that there will be any immediate implications, for producers themselves if we observe this change, in the administration.
Even if he wanted to, Biden couldn't ban fracking in Pennsylvania, Abramov said. And Biden has made it clear he doesn't want to do that. But Biden's plan to boost renewables, like offshore wind projects in the Atlantic Ocean, could hurt demand for natural gas from Pennsylvania.
I think the whole northeastern region will be the first region in the U.S. where gas consumption peaks structurally.
These are some of the reasons why Lisa Johnson is worried about a Biden presidency. She runs Sunnyside Supply, which sells equipment to the natural gas industry in Washington County. She and the rest of her 12 or so employees all plan to vote for Trump.
It makes me very nervous if Biden would get in with his green energy where we stand. And, we might not see it in the first 6 months, but long term over the next 4 years, where will we be?
But others like Anais Peterson say we need to address climate change. Peterson, a recent college grad from Pittsburgh who's working as an environmental activist, says climate change is already happening in Pennsylvania in the form of increased flooding and hotter weather, and in other parts of the world. She's voting for Biden.
I mean, it's very present in our lives, and it's not just about polar bears and ice caps melting, but it's about humanity's ability to survive.
Voters for both candidates say the stakes of this election could not be any higher. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.